Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Welcome to worship at Village Baptist Church. My name is Kathleen Rowe, and I'll be your deacon for July. Looks like we're small but mighty this morning, and glad to see everyone. If you're a first-time visitor, we're especially glad to have you here. And if you're worshiping with us online, we're glad that you chose to worship with us this morning. At this time in our service, we're going to stand and we're going to greet each other. If there's someone you don't know, make it a special effort to greet them with a hand, a hug handshake, a hug, a fist bump, or whatever suits you. And when the music starts, we'll come back to continue with our worship. Announcements for today. First of all, the Village Voice deadline is on Wednesday this week. There's a Meet the Missionary opportunity. Reverend Carmela Jones is our missionary to Liberia and Hungary, and she's going to have a program at Montgomery Hills Baptist Church on July 26th from 6 to 7:30, and also at the DC Baptist Convention on August 22nd from 11 to 1, I believe it is. And for the one at Montgomery Hills, you have to register for that, and there's information on the table in the front about that. Our summer mission project is ongoing. The items need to be back by August 4th. There's a list of what we need on the bulletin board across from the closet, and there's also, I think, copies on the table with the poster. If you haven't had an opportunity to go into the parlor and look at what we've already collected, you might want to do that because there's some really neat items in there that we're going to be donating to Pointer Ridge Elementary School for their autism project that they're going to be starting this year. The nominating committee survey is due back tomorrow, so if you have not filled out one of those and would like to, they're on the back table and you can get one of those and fill out the information on there. If you can give somebody a ride, there's a sign-up sheet on the outside bulletin board over here on this side, and you could sign up to help bring somebody to church who needs a ride. The Baptist World Convention will be held in Brisbane, Australia, from July 7th through 12th, 2025. If you're interested, contact Marcia Curry-Welsh or Carlin Thompson about that. Now we have a announcement from Casey from the Pastor Search Committee.
Good morning. Good morning. It's my pleasure to give you the announcement from the Pastor Search Committee this morning. You know, it's July now. It's been about a year since we've been without a pastor, and it is my pleasure to share with you this morning that we have a candidate that we are excited to have come on August 11th. His name is the Reverend Caleb Cook. He will be coming to us. He's a native of North Carolina and is currently serving at a church in Missouri. And we are very excited to have him come and give his trial sermon on August 11th. The day before that, on August 10th, we'll have a small reception from 2 to 4 in the fellowship hall, so you can come and meet him, get a chance to get to know him a little bit. And then on the 11th, during the Sunday school hour, we will have another opportunity for folks to sit down and talk and ask questions and get to know him a little better as well. And then at the 11 o'clock service, he will give a sermon. And immediately following the service, we'll have a special business meeting. And at that point, we will vote as to whether or not we would like to call Reverend Cook as our next pastor. I will be sharing some more information about him in the Village Voice and give you an opportunity to be able to go online if you'd like to and listen to some of his sermons that he has preached recently at the church where he's serving right now, as well as he's written a couple of articles for Baptist World Global. And we're just so excited that we have found Caleb, and we feel like he will be a great addition to Village Baptist Church. So I just ask that you continue to pray as we go throughout this process, and we really appreciate all of your patience. It's a long and difficult process calling a new pastor, but we are very we're very excited about Caleb coming to us, and we also want to just thank Pastor Joel again for all of his dedication to us over this past year, and again, just continue to keep us in prayer, and if you have any questions, you're welcome to speak with any of the members of the Pastor Search Committee, and we will be glad to answer those for you, but we will have more information about Caleb coming forward, so thank you.
How much excitement.
Yeah.
More to come. So this truly is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Thank you.
Good morning, Village.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise just for a reasonable portion of health and strength, for the activity of our limbs, for the sunshine, for the community? God is good.
All the time.
God is good. Let's say that again. God is good all the time. And all the time. Okay, you got it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It really is good to be with you again. A privilege and an opportunity to bring the word of, break the bread of life and bring a word from the Lord. Thus says the Lord. And to see your faces once again. We are now at the time in our service when we listen to the prayers and for the prayers of the people. And we will turn off the video for the moment. And we will speak candidly and truthfully and bring our cares and joys and concerns before the Lord. And for those of you who are worshiping virtually, if you could put your wishes or your prayers in the chat, we will be sure to include them as well. So, prayers from the people, praises from the people. Let us pray. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Gracious and eternal God, we come before you today, first and foremost, to say thank you. We thank you for who you are and all that you've done in our lives, and your faithfulness, and your goodness, and your mercy. All of these things you give us, regardless of how good we are or how good we are not, your grace and your mercy endureth forever. We can't earn it. We don't deserve it, but we still thank you and we praise you. We thank you for the opportunity to gather once again to worship collectively, to share our joys and concerns as a body of Christ. We thank you for the trust that is even within the sharing and the caring among each other. Your presence is made known in Christian community, and we are grateful for Village Baptist Church in all of the phases and stages of change and growth that have happened, and we are looking with great anticipation for what you have in store for Village. Lord, you heard the needs and the cries of the people. We have joy in celebrating birthdays, of being present, some of our members through decades of change and their ability to be resilient and to come out shining and still look good. We thank you for the new life that is among us and celebrating birthdays. And we thank you that we're able to witness them, their growth and their development. And we are thankful for the opportunity to be a part of it. We thank you for the praise reports of healing of the sick among us. And we are grateful that you have been present through the transition from earth to glory of people that we are connected to. We trust you in all things, in life and in living and even in death. Jesus defeated the grave. You give us the power to do the same thing in spirit and in truth. We are mindful of the unrest and the discord that is among us as a result of this political climate in the United States. And we come to you as humbly as we know how to ask you to intervene and intercede as only you know how. Discord divisiveness, hate, extremes are not of your making. You are a God of love, a God of mercy. And we ask that you help us to be instruments of peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that only you can give, even in uncertain times. We are mindful that we still have people among us who are troubled, who are finding their way. Young people are distracted, confused, don't know which way to turn. But we ask you, oh God, to just be Lord in their lives as well. We feel your presence even now. And we ask that you just give us the ability to put away the cares of the world for just a minute and worship you and you alone. To be present, to listen to your teachings, that they may guide us to be better Christians in this age in which we live and serve. We thank you for the instruments of worship, the greeters, technology people in the choir and the musicians, and we are so thankful for their faithfulness and their talents and everything that is going into this worship service. These are the prayers of the people. We lift these prayers knowing that you have heard us and you will answer in your way and in your time. These prayers, these petitions, we lift up in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
It is time for the children's story. Come on down. Thank you, Carlin. Good morning. There's some space down here. You can slide down a little bit. There you go. Ruby, no room for you in the end? No, there you go. Well, good morning. How are you guys enjoying the summer?
Yeah.
Really? It's hot today.
Yeah, my cousin got burned when
Oh, wow, that hot. Yes, it's hot. That will happen. So this week, or maybe some of your parents got up this morning and turned on the TV so they could catch a really important sport. Yes, tennis. Who's that? What's that? Oh, I won't give that secret away, but I will say he knows somebody that's watching tennis today. Somebody lost this morning? Oh, okay, all right. So yes, Wimbledon is going on. In fact, they are probably in, I don't know, maybe the third set of the final, you know? What's that? Okay, do you know the result of the women's Wimbledon? Yeah, I don't either. I was busy getting ready. So, but Jordan said that the women's Wimbledon is finished. Oh, really? The 5'3" girl?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I can't remember, but yes, okay, 5'3". I just remember she was 5'3". And that segues very nicely into what I want to talk about. We had someone that won Wimbledon that's 5'3". Now, that's considered less than average for a woman. A woman is about 5'4", that's average. And believe it or not, that inch seems to make a big difference. Now imagine if somebody had told her, because you are 5'3", you're shorter than most women, you cannot play tennis. You know, we're not going to do it. Suppose the 5'3" woman weighed, she was really large in size. Nope, you can't play tennis because you are too big. What if you wanted to play basketball? And somebody said, you're too short to play basketball. No, we don't want short people on the basketball court. Nope. We need people 6 foot and up. If you're 5'11", too bad. Can you imagine somebody telling you that? You can. And how would that make you feel if they did? And suppose you really believed you could do it. I didn't quite catch what you said. What did you? Okay, still didn't quite catch it, but. Oh, he'd do it better. Well, you might be able to prove them wrong. You might be able to say, no matter my physical stature, my limitations, I can achieve. So I wanted to show you. If I can do it right. No, that is Taylor Townsend. Several years ago, she was told by the U.S. Tennis Association, you need to get your physical self in order. The message she got and the rest of the world got is, you're too fat to play tennis. You're too fat. That's the message that people took away. They refused, she could go and play for the U.S., but they refused to provide her funding. So you know what she did? She GoFunded me, or whatever people are doing to raise funds. She paid for her own way to the U.S., the U.S. Open. And she actually made it all the way to the quarterfinals. After being told, no, you're too fat to play. This lady played doubles yesterday, and she won with her doubles champion. This too fat to play girl won after being told by the U.S. Tennis Association, you're too fat. Your physical ability is not what we're looking for. It's not representative of what it should be. So she believed in herself. She believed in her capabilities. And that's what I want you to take away from this message. That if you believe you can do something, no matter what anybody says, You're too fat, you're too tall, you're too dark, you're too light, you're too white, you're too this. This two word, the only two word that can overcome that is you believe in God too much to believe them. She won with her U.S. champion. I can't pronounce the first name, but Katarina is the first name. But they won the U.S. doubles yesterday. And so I want you to remember, yes, you can. You can do it if you believe it and you pray about it. And maybe God gives you not only the ability, but the courage and the confidence to rise above all the naysayers that look at you and say, no, you're not good enough for what we're looking for. So remember that. I know it's early and you haven't gone back to school yet, but I thought this was a great opportunity to tell you about somebody that overcame the negativity and the doubts of other people. So let us pray as we go forward. Heavenly Father, thank you for these children today. As we go into the rest of the summer, may they look within themselves and look to you to understand what is their ability, what is their belief. And God, grant them the confidence and encourage them and nourish them with what you would have them fulfill in their life. Amen. Amen. All right, thank you. So you'll listen to the special music, and then I guess you'll follow Miss Rebecca back. Thank you.
A lullaby in a mother's tears in the dead of night, better than a hallelujah sometimes. God loves a drunkard's cry, a soldier's plea not to let him die, better than a hallelujah sometimes. We pour out our miseries, God just hears a melody. Beautiful the mess we are, the honest cries of breaking hearts are better than a hallelujah. The woman holding on for life, the dying man giving up the fight, are better than a hallelujah sometimes. Tears of shame for what's been done, the silence when the words won't come, are better than a hallelujah sometimes. We pour out our miseries, God just hears a melody. Beautiful the mess we are, the honest cries of breaking hearts are better than a hallelujah. Better than a church bell ringing, better than a choir singing up, singing up. We pour out our miseries, God just hears a melody. Beautiful the mess we are, the honest cries of breaking hearts are better than a hallelujah. Better than a hallelujah sometimes. better than a hallelujah. Better than a hallelujah sometimes.
Thank you, Morgan. That was better than a hallelujah. Our scripture reading this morning is from Psalm 85, 8 through 13. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet righteousness, and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield increase. Righteousness will go before him and will make a path for his steps. May God add his blessing to this reading of his holy word.
It's okay. Let us pray. Master, speak, thy servant heareth. What has, I am listening, Lord, for thee. What hast thou to say to me? And now, O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts together be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength, our assurance, and one certain and sure foundation. Amen. If you have ever worked in a corporate environment or a place where teamwork is necessary, you may have been subjected to a personality test of some sort. Some groans. An old one is the Myers-Briggs personality test. Another one you may be familiar with is the DISC test. And even before those tests, we talk in terms of personality types or orientation, such as realist versus futurist, or pessimist versus optimist. You might even have heard of AB type personalities or something of that nature. I find these kinds of tests fascinating and very informative, and I believe they have some usefulness. They do tell us about our leanings and our tendencies. And we do know that we're all very different. I can look around this congregation and see a lot of different faces and personalities. Some people will come in here and quietly slip to their seat and say very little, where others are going to come in and dap it up and say hey and talk and chop it up. And so we know that we are all very different, but we know that we are all what? Fearfully and wonderfully made, and that we all are made in the image of God, and we all have a little bit of Jesus in us, and that we are capable of more than we might ever imagine. And so, in reading the scripture for today, or being led by the Spirit as to what to preach about today, and I believe this is a God moment. I'm telling you, everything that has happened in this service today is ordained by God. Passage of scripture is written by a very optimistic person. My study tells us that this psalm is attributed to a group of temple singers who were writing in a time when there was unrest in Israel. Do we know anything about a country being not at rest? Do we know anything about a country that is going through some things, do we? Yes, we do. But yet and still, the psalmist goes out of human character, either because of human character or experience with God and being observant to the hand of God in the world and in his or her life, that God is still in control of everything. This is a very optimistic orientation, a very hope-filled passage of Scripture that basically says, I don't care what's going on around you, and I don't care what's going on in your country, and I don't care how you see things or what your orientation is. As people of God, we are called to be hopeful and optimistic. Amen. Amen. Go ahead. It's all right to say amen. It's all right to say amen. Because it's God talking. It's not me. I'm talking, but I'm telling you just what God has for you and me today. I know it. I know it. This is what God has for you. And you have contributed. The thing about preaching is that it really is a collective thing. It's just not me talking. Y'all talking to me, and I'm talking to you, and the Holy Spirit is working in and around and through us. And we already had a word from you to the people. So what this psalmist and what our political environment is telling us is that there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. The question for us today in this very moment is, whose report are you going to believe? Whose report are you going to believe? We got CNN, we got MSNBC, we got Politico, we got Fox, we got CBS, we got NBC, we got ABC, we got all kinds of alphabets telling us what to think and what to do. We got people polling and predicting what's going to happen and how it's going to turn out, and woe is me, this might happen. But God's people, I am fully persuaded that God is still in charge. My fate is not connected to who's in the White House. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Does anybody know that song? Have you ever sang it? Do you believe it this morning, this afternoon? Whose report are you going to believe? God and life and belief and hope in Jesus Christ can and will transform your life if you let it. I'm a living witness that it has happened, it will happen, it is happening even right now. I started out talking about the Myers-Briggs personality test. I'm gonna tell you what I am, an ISTJ, introvert. How is it, under whose power is this introvert standing here and proclaiming the word of God today? I say it's nothing but the Holy Spirit. It is God at work in me, God working in me, through me, in spite of me. It is only by the grace of God that I am able to stand here and proclaim God is still in charge of the universe. God is still in charge of the universe. That is how I know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, far more than we could ever ask and imagine. I'm a living witness. I could talk about me. I can't talk about you. I can only share what God has done in my life. And I'm challenging you to say, what has God done in your life, and what can God do? ISTJ, I think the other part is sensory. I have a tendency to just overthink and analyze and wanna figure it out. But guess what? While I'm trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. That's what I want you to know. I have a tendency to be judgmental. I want things to be black and white. But guess what? Very few things are black and white. Most things are gray. But here's the good news. God can operate in the gray. God can figure it out while we're trying to figure it out. God's going to work it out. I don't worry about the gray anymore. I don't worry about trying to put people in buckets and categories. All I know is that there's no person on this earth that did not come from God. I have not seen a Martian. And even if I did, that Martians come from, everybody came from God. I don't care where they come. So you know what? Categories don't mean that much to me anymore. That's a move right there. Can you join me in saying these categories don't mean that much? Everything is of God, from God, and can be used to the glory of God. I'm so glad that God has worked in my life, and I'm not who I used to be, or that I'm able to get out of myself and let my God DNA show up in the world. And that's what we're charged to do as Christians. I'm not who I used to be. I'm not who I'm going to be. I am still a work in progress, and I thank God for the saving grace and the transformation that's already happened. And if we look at the scripture, we can be sure that righteousness appears three times in the scripture. Righteousness will prevail. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. And righteousness will look down from the sky, and righteousness will go before God and will make God's path straight. And so that is the hope. That is the message for you and for me. Like, I'm preaching to myself, but I'm preaching to you too. God is in control. God is still on the throne. And if anybody asks you what my personality type is, you can tell them she's an ISTJ, but you can also tell them I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has saved my whole life. If anybody asks you just who I am, tell them I am redeemed. We thank God for his word this morning. We thank God for your sharing and your candor. We thank God for this worship experience. Is God a good God? Is God able? God is able. Let us sing our hymn of praise together, which is Standing on the Promises. Sing it like you mean it. Sing it like you got some hope in something other than the political forecast. Sing it like you got some hope in the promises of God.
So if you want to look in your hymnal at 625.
Christ, my King, through eternal ages, let us praise His name.
Amen, and bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise God for his presence among us today. And now for the benediction. Now unto him who can do exceedingly and abundantly far more than we could have ever asked or imagined. To this God, the God of the universe, the God that rules and reigns in our lives, be all honor, glory, majesty, dominion, and power now and forever. Amen. Amen.
It's not working. So we go dong, dong, dong.
Okay.